Jesus man. Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
No. Marine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
We are back after 2 weeks off. I want to say a special thank you to Mr. Drew and Mr. K-Dub last week for pumping out the Angry Fanboy podcast. That I listened to it, and you guys, you're dicks. You just hated on everything, and you tried to make everybody mad.
Everybody liked it, apparently.
It was enjoyable. It was enjoyable.
No one got butt hurt.
Yeah. Oh, but the butt hurt.
Cliffy B is on a tirade.
He's going to butt hurt you. Anyway, but we're back, and with us this week, we have Mr. GamersCon is with us.
Greetings, programs.
All right, we also have the First Red Fury.
Yeah, see.
And we have the Killer Wolverine.
Yeah.
K-Dub.
Yeah.
And we have John Doob.
Winning!
Oh, okay, Charlie. Okay, Charlie. You want some tiger blood?
Oh, yeah.
And finally, we have the Wombat, Ryan Wombold, calling in.
Hi there.
Hi, Anyway. I just want to give you a heads up that if anybody has long fondling, Try to wrap it up, because I have like 400 games to talk about.
Wrap it up. That means I'm looking in Jason's direction.
And I don't think. I've got some really cool stuff to talk about.
Oh yeah,
some big old games.
I want to hear about them.
But first, I will jump over to Mr. Khan. Mr. Khan's Wieners, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Khan's Wieners,
spicy wiener.
Let's see here. I was trying to make some time for Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Needless to say, I wasn't able to play it, and I had a little bit of trouble with the DLC thing, which I still haven't gotten straightened out yet. So,
dude, what problem are you having? It took me 5 minutes.
When I try to log in on the Unity page, Capcom Unity, it would go to a white screen. And it wouldn't say anything.
Are you using your Mac?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just making sure you didn't have viruses again.
No.
From downloading all that porn.
All that porn.
Pornography.
He doesn't need porn anymore, he's married. Oh exactly. Shit, what we're talking about, he needs porn now,
yeah,
he's married.
What's wrong with you, man?
But yeah, I had trouble downloading, or I'm still having trouble with the DLC. But needless to say, I still have played quite a bit of games. What's funny is that I haven't played much of each game, but I played a lot of variety of different games. I played on the PSP.
PSP.
I played some more Tactics Ogre. Yeah, which I'm enjoying very, very, very much.
Doesn't that game have like some big bottom girls? Some fat bottom girls.
I think that's a queen reference, because the subtitle of the game is called "Let Us Cling Together," which is the worst video game subtitle like ever.
Let us clean together.
Yeah, let us cling together.
Oh, cling.
Cling.
I thought you said clean. I was like, is this a Mr. Clean game?
Which supposedly is a hidden Queen reference. I don't really know which particular song, but off the top of my head, but I heard there's several Queen references hidden throughout the game, which is kind of odd, because the game is like the most like politically convoluted story ever. And it takes itself like incredibly serious.
Lord, you're gonna take me home tonight.
Yeah, but I've been playing some of that. It's a really good game. Very, very tough. But if you're mindful of everything that's going on, and you don't play it passively, I think a lot of people who are into strategy games really appreciate the game and think that it's freaking awesome, because it is. It's really, really good. Some of the other games that I've been playing, I played some more Dragon Quest IX on the DS, basically just some more level grinding. Let me think, what else did I play? I played some arcade games. Oh yeah. I played a really awesome game, which we've covered before, but the new Pac-Man Championship Edition DX, the follow-up, it is so awesome.
It is.
Yeah, it's one of the best, one of the funnest Pac-Man games I've ever played. I was listening to a podcast, and there's actually some controversy around that game, that it's, you know, how anybody can almost pick up the game and make it look like awesome, like it's awesome, you know? It's got this kind of more of a casual, welcoming feeling to the game, where even though it's incredibly challenging to master, but it's like easier to play and like get your foot in the door as a casual player. And I guess there's a big controversy that it's not pure Pac-Man.
Oh my
it's like,
God.
Yeah, there's people that are like saying that it's like a really flashy, easier Pac-Man. So
that's the nerdiest controversy I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah.
I mean, someone even compared it to this is the Marvel versus Capcom 3 of Pac-Man.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's friggin' Pac-Man.
It's I love it. I mean, I love a good light show. The graphics are incredible, and the game's fun. And I mean, when I'm concerned, a game like that, I mean, fun goes a long way. I love it.
That's right, Dick Tits.
Yeah. And I think
I really need Pac-Man to say Dick Tits.
I do.
The next one that they come out with.
Dick Tick.
Yep, there you go. That's the sound for the next Pac-Man game.
Maybe he could gobble up Dick Tits and
Oh, wow. I'm gonna cut off that comment, the tits part.
I was about ready to say something, but
probably best if you don't.
Yeah, probably best if you don't.
But the last game that I played is one of the coolest XBLA games in a long time, and it's a game that many computer players have been enjoying for well over a year now, and that's the XBLA version of Torchlight.
Oh, Torchlight.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't played that much of it. I'm probably about maybe 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours into it, and I can already tell you, I love it. It's just going to be one of those games that when I just want to, you know, tired, just want to lay down and kill a bunch of things and get some loot. The game just looks incredible. I mean, the graphics, I mean, they're not the most terribly realistic in the world, but they sure are pretty. I love the colors.
What's your character?
The chick.
Oh, the Vanquisher.
Yeah, I'm kind of toggling between if I want to use like firearms or melee weapons.
She's high on dexterity, which I think that's something that you really need to like level up. She's really good with range stuff. Like once you start getting deep into the skill trees, she's all about range, like long range weapons.
Yeah, I was kind of like thinking, like, should she be a primary, long-ranged character? Or, because she has the ability to dual-wield two weapons at the same time, if there would be certain advantages of doing dual-wielding, you know, being able to get double the attack numbers per, time, per second.
Yeah.
Your mom knows a whole lot about dual-wielding two weapons at the same time.
Oh,
gross.
Get it? Because penises.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, now I get it.
Oh. Welcome to the party, pal.
Welcome to the N4G podcast.
Welcome back.
You missed us.
Yeah. Yep, welcome back. But yeah, the female character is basically like a rogue, where usually in role-playing games like D&D or even the new Dragon Age 2 game, how a rogue is basically either a ranged attacker or a dual wielder.
Ninja!
God, I sound so freaking nerdy this morning, I tell you what.
Dude, really?
You're going to hear a lot more whenever I start talking.
Okay, awesome. I live for this stuff.
Are you kidding me?
To close out, I also played a little bit more of Final Fantasy 13. I didn't really advance the story any. I just been basically level grinding at the moment. And that's pretty much it for the week, or 2 weeks actually. So,
what are you playing this upcoming week?
Probably more of the same. Actually, I want to stick with a group of like four or five games, and hopefully, actually complete something.
When's the last time you did that?
It's been a while. I don't even know what it was off the top of my head. I'd probably have to think really deeply and meditate about it.
You'd have to think truly madly deeply?
Truly madly deeply, yes. Yes, but I have a feeling in the next couple weeks, maybe get a little bit of 3D talk. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, we're going to move on then. Hi, Drew.
Hey.
What you been following, Burgers?
Well, I've been following a bunch of freaking RPGs.
Awesome.
That's all I've played. Just to kick it off with what Jason was talking about, I played a lot of Torchlight. I did play it on my PC, though. I don't know why. I just, like, you know what? I felt like getting some loot, so started that back up, and I totally forgot how awesome that game is. That game is fantastic, and like seriously, like that is like one of the kings of getting loot. Seems like every time you kill something, you're getting something, and it's really nice. The only problem is like, all right. So a long time ago, when the game first came out, I started playing with an alchemist, which is basically the mage, but he's actually really good at melee at times too. And I love the Alchemist. And then Steam said, oh, we're going to have Steam achievements for it. They have, like, 80 Steam achievements for it. And I was like, that's awesome. So I can actually get achievements and stuff. And I was almost I was, like, probably 2 hours away from beating the game with the Alchemist. And I was like, man, none of these Steam achievements are, like, retroactive. So I was like, I got to start this game all the way over. So I said, screw it. So I started over, and I was like, I went with a... the warrior guy, I can't remember, I think, is it the champion? No, destroyer. And he's just not the alchemist. I mean, I love the alchemist so much. That's my character. And I can't wait for Torchlight 2. I want to see what the new characters are. It's going to be awesome.
That multiplier, too.
Yeah, full player co-op, baby. We're going to get our Diablo on. But I played a lot of it. And I played a lot of Forsaken World. I wrote a preview. It's
Foreskin.
Up on, yeah. Yeah. What's with the penis stuff today?
I don't know. There's a whole lot of it going on. There's a lot of that going around.
Mm-hmm. But Forsaken World, yeah. Free-to-play MMO, fantastic. I mean, seriously, I mean, that game is good. Like, I was surprised. I sat down, and it's very addicting. You know, I think that there's a few things that really help you out. First off, whenever you get a quest, you can click on the description, and it says, you need to go get this kind of flower. And in the description, if you click on that flower, your character automatically starts running toward the flowers. So there's no real having to just walk around not knowing where to go kind of stuff. And it keeps you always moving. And it has really cool instances. All the ones I've done are kind of short, probably maybe 30 minutes at the most. You know, you get good gear, and you get, you know, there's some you just get gear, some you get really a lot of experience, some you get money for, and it's actually really good. I mean, they're handling it very well, and the community's actually growing a lot, and there's a lot of players out there. I've met a few people, like I did a few instances with some people, and, you know, I added them to my friends list and stuff like that, and yeah, I mean, I really want to get into the PvP before I write my final review. So I'm going to have to start a new character and put it on a PvP server. And I want to try and get into a guild, either join one or maybe start one. The unfortunate thing is I can't do that until level 30. Right now I'm at level 26. And I don't exactly know how to start a guild. Like, I think you had to have so many members. And it's really cool. You know, they got this whole the guild thing where if you start a guild and it gets to a certain size, and if you put enough resources into it, you can build your own base. And what you can do is you can invite people to come to your base that are not necessarily in your guild, and you can open up a shop.
Oh, your base are belong to us.
Yeah, and like when you open up a shop, if people come and shop there and buy equipment and stuff like that from your shop, the money goes to your guild. I've never seen that before, and it looks really, really cool. So I definitely want to try that stuff out. And I mean, all this for free. You know, I mean, you can't ask for anything better than that. I mean, if you are a fan of MMOs, you should definitely give Forsaken World a try.
I take it that it's microtransactions that fund the game then.
There are, but it's the kind of transactions to where what you're buying will not give you a competitive advantage over anybody else.
So it's more stylistic. If you want more customizable options and you like having the biggest weapon cabinet, so to speak, then that's available for you. But you're not going to get penalized if you just want to play for free.
Exactly.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It's really nice. I mean, it's a good introduction to MMOs as well. You know, I wouldn't say strictly casual, but it's geared more toward people who, you know, have probably never played an MMO before. And it eases you into the whole gameplay. So, I mean, I'd definitely say anybody out there should definitely try it. I mean, if you enjoy a role-playing game. And the other game I played, another RPG, is Dragon Age 2.
Ooh.
I got that game at midnight, and played that freaking thing all day and all night, and I've got probably 30 hours into it. Game, I'm a little torn on the game. The game's good. The game plays fantastic. The story is not that epic. It feels like I'm just doing random stuff for people. While, you know, in Origins you were trying to stop a freaking blight from coming. And in this game, you're just like, just make a name for yourself. I'm just like, come on. And the bad thing is, there's not really that much. Like, you're always traveling in Dragon Age Origins. And in Dragon Age 2, you're not traveling that much. In fact, the first 15 hours of the game, you spend it in the three areas. Kirkwall at daytime, Kirkwall at night, and then the outskirts of Kirkwall. That's your first 15 hours right there.
Well, I played the demo a little while back, and I've never played the original Dragon Age. It seemed, oh, I'm probably going to get flamed for this, seemed to be very much a hack and slash kind of game. It didn't seem, from what you were saying about Dragon Age 1, where there were things like you were queuing up attacks and you had all of these various things, I just felt myself press, you know, spamming buttons a lot.
They have changed up the combat to a hybrid of sorts. The character that you are controlling, it is almost a hack and slash, yes. You know, you have, you know, altering abilities, like, you know, I'm playing a rogue, so I can do a backstab and stuff like that. But you can still queue up moves and things like that. I mean, you can still pause time, you can switch to other characters and say, hey, I want you to put this on this guy, I want you to cast this spell on that guy, you know, attack that guy, move over here, and then unpause time, and everything happens.
So how easy is it for you if you're someone who doesn't like to do all that? Is it like with Mass Effect 2 where your party characters would automatically use the best kind of attack for the situation?
They had that in Dragon Age Origins, and they also have it in Dragon Age 2. You can basically set tactics. So like, say, alright, I have a tactics for one of my archer guys. If there's two or more guys next to each other, like two enemies next to each other, he uses like a cluster bomb that like stuns them.
Okay.
So you know, you can set those tactics in the menus, and the AI does a relatively good job of doing what you set the tactics to do. If you just wanted to play that game just as your main character and just play it like, you know, an action game, you could totally do that.
No, fair enough.
Because they have lowered the difficulty substantially in Dragon Age 2. And that is a good thing.
Yeah, the first one was ridiculous.
No, I had to play that game on casual.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I mean, like, my roommate who is playing it right now is on casual right now. So, I'm so torn with it because they took out so much customization. You know, like in Dragon Age Origins, you could choose what gauntlets you wanted to wear on all your party members, what boots, what plate of armor, what leggings and stuff like that. Dragon Age 2, you don't do that. Every piece of armor you get in Dragon Age 2 is for your main character and your main character only. You can upgrade your party members' armor, but you can't change the armor. So they took out a lot of customization that way, but at the same time, it helps out the inventory system because the inventory system Dragon Age Origins was so clustered, and it was just it was a bother just to go through. And in Dragon Age 2, it's fine. You know, you can go through it. You know what's what, and you know everything is just for your main character. But I don't know. It plays awesome, and it's still a very fun game. It's just, it doesn't really have that epic feel to it.
Epic!
That's all I can really say. I mean, you, if you ask me, hey, should I play Dragon Age Origins? If you like RPGs, hell yes.
So,
I think, I mean, it's still a great game, and, you know, it's just, I don't know what it was about it. Like, I'm not going to go out there and go on Metacritic and say, I'm giving this a 2 out of 5, 10, because, you know, they changed everything, you know. I don't know. That whole stink is just pissing me off, but, you know, whatever. And that's pretty much all I've played this week. A lot of Dragon Age, a lot of Forsaken World.
And then as far as Future?
Future is Forsaken World and Dragon Age, and probably a little bit more Torchlight, because I got into it tonight, or last night, and it's, yeah, I'm going to have to play that game some more.
It's good to know that Foreskin is in your future.
Oh my god. You mock it, but you have not played it.
I never will either.
Come on. Whatever, I'm not even going to try and convince you.
No, no. So I'm going to move on. What's up, K-Dub?
Hey, hey. let's see. I played, for the sake of giving Ken his Mortal Kombat fix, Mortal Kombat versus DCU.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It was. For 5 minutes. And then he got old.
That's just because he was getting spanked.
Oh, I don't care about that. We all know I suck at fighting games.
Hell yeah.
Shut up, John.
Listen to John with his big talk. Boy, you want to play?
What, Mortal Kombat? God, no.
I didn't think so.
Hell no. Although I have got the, I downloaded the demo on PlayStation to play. I haven't played it yet, but I'll give it a little look.
I forgot to talk about it. I've not played that too.
What? I should slap you in the tip.
Look, it's not my bag, baby.
Well, when you play it, it'll be your bag, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. John, did you really have to reinforce that stereotype?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Groovy, baby.
Hey, John.
That'd be like if we were started talking about NASCAR or something. Or if we were all wearing cowboy hats right now.
Hey, you're not?
You're not?
No.
Why would we all be wearing cowboy hats? That's my question.
Brokeback Mountain.
No, dude.
All right, we're gonna move on from that. That's
Jesus,
gross, John.
What's wrong with you?
Oh dear, that's been away from so long.
Yeah, let's cut that conversation in the tip.
What?
Oh,
ew. Cut it.
Jason made a joke about sodomy.
Sodomy? What?
Anyway.
I don't even know what's going on right now.
I gave up.
I played a little bit of Beyond Good and Evil. And that's, forgot how good that game really was. I need to play more of it, though, to give an honest opinion. I only played through the first mission, I think. Or so. I don't remember. It's been a while. I played Homefront. Didn't play any single player. I played a couple matches online with Ken, and he put it best, and I don't know who used the words first, Game Informer or Ken, but it's
me.
Not... Okay.
I'll answer that question.
It was, he said it's not as polished as Call of Duty, and that's true. It's just like Call of Duty, but not as polished. It looks pretty bad, but it plays well.
You like it. Well. You like it because there's only 15 people online and you're not getting killed every 5 seconds.
Okay. Well, I was gonna get into that, but thank you for stealing my thunder, asshole.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had a thunder, asshole. But okay.
Thunder, asshole.
But
this looks like a job for a thunder, asshole.
He's right. I didn't get my ass handed to me as much as I did in Call of Duty, which made me hate Call of Duty. I actually held my own in all the matches except for one, so if more people were online playing it, I'm sure there'd be people, you know, killing me left and right, and I would probably start to hate it again, but, you know, for what I played, it was fun. If you play Call of Duty, you're not missing out. In fact, I think people who play Call of Duty went to Homefront and like, oh, this kind of, you know, is lame, and went back to Call of Duty. So, it's just not as polished, but I had fun with it. We try to get into the other matches for our other game modes. I forget what they are. King of the Hill or whatever.
Ground Control.
Whatever. And we couldn't get into it because we didn't have the, you know, amount of people that needs to, you know, start the match.
Yeah, you only need 16 to start a Ground Control match, and we couldn't get 16 people in the room. It supports 32.
Yeah.
God.
So we had 12 or 14 or something. And
yeah, we sat there, and I'm like, all right, let's go back to Team Deathmatch.
Yeah. Which I don't even think we got in then.
But we didn't. No, you couldn't fill a room up in Team Deathmatch, but you could get enough to play.
So, I had fun with it, but it was my only time playing it so far, so I don't know exactly how much I will like it. I hear the campaign's extremely short. What, 3 hours, Ken, you said?
Yeah, it took me about 3 hours.
God.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So, I mean, I've been seeing a lot of good reviews. I mean, not like, you know, 10s or 9s or 8s, but, you know, pretty good reviews, 7s and everything. So, I don't know. I don't see exactly how it can get a 7 when it's just repolished, or not repolished, recycled Call of Duty, and it doesn't look as good. So, it has everything in Call of Duty for all those who play the multiplayer in Call of Duty. The perks, everything. So, I guess pick your poison. If you want to water down Call of Duty, because you hate Call of Duty, Drew. I would try Homefront.
Cool.
Yeah, if you can get a match going.
Well, yeah. Yeah, whatever. So
I think I can stand 3 hours of crappy Call of Duty.
Indeed. But yeah, I'll look forward to playing the single player in that and see if it holds my interest.
Just don't blink.
Yeah, it might be over. That and the trade-in value is going to go down. It's already $20 because of that stupid online code.
Well, I also saw that Walmart was selling it for $40 already.
No fucking shit.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Well, I guess I'll just end up keeping this. But that's all right. Like I said, I don't mind it. But I like to play more of it. But played the MLB 2K11. And I don't know if Ryan, you got yours yet.
No, he didn't.
Okay, I guess that's
no, me. I have not.
I will answer for you.
There's a story behind that.
All right. Fair enough.
But no, I have not.
Okay. I'll give it this. I played a little bit of the show at Boogeyman's house a couple weeks back. It's good. It's still good. It's still the show, and it's going to be hard to beat. But 2K11 beats it in presentation, and Brian agrees with me on that. Or he's the one who said it made me actually try 2K11. But it's better in presentation. It doesn't topple the show, but it does the presentation so much better. And I like the batting a lot better because you can actually see where the pitch is going to end up, as opposed to the show. I strike out all the time in the show, all the time, because I don't know where the pitch is going to end up. In the show, in 2K11, I have more walks and strikeouts and more hits and everything. So I like that a lot better than the show. So I don't know. Did you play the demo at least, Ryan?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, shit.
I'm waiting until I get the full version.
Okay, well. It does, like I said, the presentation's better. There's a lot more commentary. The show's commentary is a joke. It always has been, but if you're a commentator, commentating fan, the show doesn't hold candles to 2K11. But I've had problems with this, though. I can't for the life of me figure out how to check swing in this fucking game. Usually you just tap the hit button. Well, I tap the hit button, and he does a full swing. So, I can't figure it out. The computer, of course, can check swing, but I can't figure it out. So, and then I still have issues with if someone hits a ball to shallow, to the shallow outfield, specifically center or left, like really shallow, like where the shortstop can field the ball, like catch it. It gives me control of the center, or of the center fielder instead of the shortstop. And I can't figure out for the life of me why it does that. It's kind of annoying, really.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, that kind of pissed me off. And then I ran into a couple of glitches. The most recent one was, I had two outs. A dude on third, and a hit to mid-right field, and it bounced into their fielder's glove. It bounced into his glove. And the runner on third scored. And then it just, the action didn't freeze. It just kind of, went to a standstill. Like, I don't know what happened. And so I was just sitting there for like 3 minutes, like, what the fuck's going on? The run didn't count. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? He didn't catch the ball. And my dude on first, he was safe and all that shit. So I was like, okay, well, let's get the, maybe we can get the action flowing again by me trying to steal second and then immediately going back to first. Well, I did that, and I got two steps off of first, and the pitcher had the ball. The pitcher threw it to first, and I was out. And the fucking run didn't count or anything. Nothing. So I'm like, what the hell's going on? It was just bullshit like that that just got me to say, no, I'm not playing this game anymore. Because that run should have counted, because the ball hit the field first. And then it just stopped. So, I got... Oh, and the home run derby. I played the home run derby in that. And it's not your typical home run derby. Like, you... For all you familiar with home run derby, right? Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Home runs, right?
Yeah, hit
yeah, but you get 10 outs.
You get 10 outs, yeah.
Right. I know how it works.
Okay, well, in 2K11, you get 10 outs, but they're cut up. So your first round, you get 3 outs. And then the second round, you get 3 outs. And then your final round, you get 4 outs. So, why is that? Can someone answer me why it's not your typical home run derby?
No.
I okay. cannot answer that.
Well, I thought that was lame. But it also does the control scheme that's completely analog if you want to use it that way. Works really well. I know the show has that this year, too. It works about the same. So I really did like the analog controls this year in both games, especially the pitching in 2K11. I in past demos, when I've only played the demos, I didn't like the analog pitching, but they changed it this year, and it works really well. So it does a lot of things good, and I think it's making its small steps towards getting as good as the show, but I don't think it'll ever top the show. So I'm eager to hear your thoughts on the show, Ryan, since you played it more.
Yep. So, I will talk about that.
Yeah. But other than that, I played the Mortal Kombat demo, and yay, it is so fucking good. It is awesome. I was excited about it coming out, but this game makes me want to play it today. And once I want to play it, it is so awesome.
Awesome sauce.
It really is, and it plays smoothly. It looks fantastic, and the X-ray moves are fucking brutal.
Do they have an option where you can change it to where if you hold back, it'll block?
No. Take your Street Fighter propaganda and shove it.
Yeah.
Because I kept doing that, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm getting hit. And I was like, oh, yeah, there's a block button.
Yeah, it took me a couple minutes to get used to that again, because I forgot Mortal Kombat has the button. So, my favorite, I don't know.
What the hell is that?
Vicious. It's my fucking chair. We've been through this every goddamn week.
Damn, it's
funny.
It's time to buy a new chair.
You buy a new chair.
I did. I have a job.
No.
Dude.
So does your mom. If you don't want to get into that job.
What kind of job?
Yeah. But, who played it? Besides Ken?
Me.
What, the demo?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. Have you guys seen Johnny Cage's fucking X-ray move?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Oh my god. Out of the four characters played in that game, in that demo, it is the most brutal. He does this ball punch, and he gets right up under there, man. He gets every ounce of that weird.
Yeah, he hits him three times.
Man, he hits you twice, he gets the sack and the dog. Man, he just punches you twice up in there, and then when you're barfing up your nutsack, he elbows you in the fucking spine. Oh, God. The game is...
Melina's is pretty brutal, dude.
Where she, like, stabs you a million times in, like, the liver or whatever.
In the freaking kidneys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're all pretty brutal. I mean, Sub-Zero's, you know, he punches through your stomach, freezes it, shatters it, and then he just, for measure, good measure, he fucking headbutts your fucking jaw and shatters that, too.
I know that Scorpion's already got the whole stomp on your chest and break your ribcage thing, but I'm telling you right now, if Liu Kang's X-ray move doesn't include the jumping stomp, the Bruce Lee jumping stomp to your chest, I'm going to be incredibly disappointed.
I think you're going to be incredibly disappointed because I think Liu Kang's X-ray move is his old fatality.
Son of a bitch.
Where he does like the cartwheel kick. Yeah.
That's a wasted opportunity. Maybe they'll make that DLC.
I don't know. Have you seen Baraka's X-ray move?
Yeah, where he stabs him right in the friggin' eye.
Yeah, and the blood just pours out of it. It's so nasty.
Yeah. None of those
match the brutality though of Noob's fatality.
Oh my god, I saw that in person. The developer did it to me. About that cried.
That's what you call brutal.
Oh,
I haven't seen it.
Oh my god.
Do you want to know what it's like?
Yeah, sure.
So he splits into a shadow clone, and then each one grabs one side at the legs, and they just rip in half. And it's slow, and all your organs and crap spill out as you're being ripped in half.
I like the this goes to show how much I know about Mortal Kombat. But the guy, the hat that's a blade.
That's Kung Lao.
Yeah, his freaking fatality is pretty brutal.
His fatality is brutal. Did you watch the Cabal video?
No.
I did watch Cabal video.
Yeah, because he does a fatality similar to Noob's, except he kicks you in the air, and then he uses his blade like a golf club, and he splits you up the middle.
That's awesome.
And then your head is stuck to his blade at the end of it.
That's pretty awesome.
So great. And you know what? They're saying that the second fatalities are even worse.
There's gonna be.
I've seen Kung Lao's second fatality, and it was kind of cool. He throws his hat to the side, and it like boomerangs around, and it comes back and cuts their head off. And right as it cuts their head off, he catches it and splits them in half. Oh. So I think his other one was even kind of cooler.
Well, that might have been the second fatality.
That's true. It might have been.
So I'm pumped because there's gonna be 26 characters. Dude, is somebody masturbating?
It's not me.
Oh, Lord. And, yeah, there's going to be 26 characters and at least 2 fatalities per character. Okay, stop. All right.
Okay.
Are you done?
No.
Did you finish?
No, I was kind of letting you finish.
That wasn't me.
You were talking about, you were excited, there was 26 characters, and then...
I'm sorry, I'm distracted by whoever's, you know, tugging the old salami.
Oh my god.
That should be me about Mortal Kombat, and I'm the one talking, so it's not me. Anyway, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is. And I think my favorite fatality is Scorpion's in that demo.
Yeah, I liked his too.
But Jesus, my train of thought is gone.
I wonder why.
Like I say, it's fucking awesome. So I can't believe how smooth it is too. After playing DC versus Marvel or Marvel, Mortal Kombat, it's so smooth. It's just like Marvel vs. Capcom 3. How smooth it is.
You know what's awesome? That demo is old.
Yeah,
it plays so much better now.
And some of the combos have been changed, from what I understand.
Yeah, like the version I played at PAX was 16 characters, and like the controls were so much smoother.
Wow, well, they're as smooth enough as it is right now in this demo I played. So I imagine I can't wait for the final version. I can't.
It's less than a month.
Yeah,
so I just can't figure out what character I want to use.
It's Mortal Kombat. Use them all.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Like, I can't use Sub-Zero. He's too slow.
Well, you got to play Sub-Zero. Sub-Zero's different. You got to play Sub-Zero as a defensive character. You can't play him like you would Ryu or an offensive character. You gotta play defense with him.
Yeah.
Hang back. Let your opponent come to you.
And then if you want a nice alternative, Scorpion's the offensive character.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I like Johnny Cage. His combos kind of like went together.
Yeah, Johnny Cage is really smooth in that demo.
And I'm really kind of sad they took out a Shadow Punch. It's not in there.
Well, that could be just from the demo.
Right.
I don't know. There's more stuff in the final version.
All I know is it's got my two favorite Mortal Kombat characters, Kano and Baraka. And I will probably spend most of my time playing with them.
It's got Ermac. I'm all about
Ermac. Yeah, I like Ermac, too. I'm a big fan. I actually never liked Ermac until the 3D Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
actually, until Deception.
His moves in Deception were just ridiculous.
Yeah, he was awesome in Deception.
I'm excited to see the final 9 announced characters, because there's still 9 more to be announced in less than a month.
You know they've been leaked already, right?
No, I'm staying away from that.
Yeah, I am too. I just somebody hacked into the demo and pulled out a text file that has all the text from the game in it. So it's got all the bios, all the endings, everything.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
And it's got all the characters obviously listed in it. But I haven't seen it.
All right, so K-Dub, what's future?
Homefront single player, hopefully more multiplayer. I'm still going to mess around with the Mortal Kombat demo. I think that'll be it for this week.
Alright, so now I'll move on to our friend from the other side of the pond.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What have I been playing? This seems like an age since I last done this. Beyond Good and Evil. I haven't played, again, like K-Dub, I've not really played enough to comment on it, but what I have played has been enjoyable. It looks and more importantly feels like a last gen game, but they have done a nice job putting a little shine to it, so I have enjoyed that. Unfortunately, something else has been stealing most of my time, and that's Full House Poker. Oh god, has that been stealing some fucking time?
Really?
it's really good. The review's up on the site now. I scored it highly. It's very close to becoming my top played game on Raptor, bearing in mind that Red Dead is at 33 hours. Poker is just about to take that over, so I've played a fair amount, but it's a really good, enjoyable poker game, and if this is what they're going to go with for their next big night quiz, whatever that promotion is that they did the 1 vs 100 on, I can't remember the name of it, but that's the plan, is that poker is going to be their new go-to game for that, and I think that'll be a lot of fun, because it'll be more to do with skill as opposed to luck as to whether or not you win prizes. I've already tried some of the Texas Heat shows that have been running this all week, and apart from the odd technical issue, every so often they play absolutely fine. So if you like poker, it's only 800 points, it's definitely worth going out and getting. Also played some Enslaved, sort of onto chapter 6 of that at the moment. Thought I'd get through it maybe in a day or two, because it's not an overly long game, and again enjoying that. The only other game that I can think I've actually played in the last few weeks is, two actually, Lego Indiana Jones, because I want to be a chibi whore.
Lego Dr. Jones.
And apparently that can be done relatively easily. And there's also, it's a good Lego game. Not as good as the Star Wars one, but I'm having trouble finding that for the Xbox over here for a decent price, because it's, amazingly, it's a bit rare. So the game stores, when they get it in, even though it's on a classic title, on the classic range, which are normally £20 new, they're selling it pre-owned for £25, and I absolutely oppose to dishing out my cash for those greedy bastards. So I'm waiting for to find that cheaper before I play that. But Indiana Jones was only a couple of quid, and that's just as good a Lego game. Definitely.
Don't you have games on demand? On Xbox Live?
I'm not paying their prices either.
Yeah, well, it's only over here. It's $20. I don't know how much it is over there.
It'd be £20, which is $30.
Oh, well then.
Yeah. And I don't think their pricing is very good on the games on demand. But I think Indiana Jones Lego is better than Harry Potter and Batman, and that's worth it. Worth a little go, it's always fun. And then finally, a game which, this is probably from the school of Ryan. I've played Bullet Witch.
Dude.
Wow, God. That's Jesus. Not the school of me. Don't attach my name to that shit.
What are you talking about? You play crappy games?
I didn't play that crappy game.
I meant the fact that it was old.
Oh. It is definitely that.
Yeah, it's also shit.
I could have told you that before you bothered playing it.
Well, it was only like £2, and I thought, well, even if it's really, really, really bad, I could always use the CD as a cup coaster. So, you know, So, but that was really bad. I put that on. I'm actually on the first level. It's absolutely terrible because it blocks your path. It doesn't tell you how you have to proceed. So you're running back and forth this sort of town area. You've killed all the thingy bobbies, whatever they are, skeleton people, and and it doesn't tell you what else to do. And the controls are absolutely awful, and I'm, for some bizarre reason, actually wasting time telling you about it. It's shit. Never play it. I won't be ever doing a game. And I mean, I've played a few other bits and pieces, but they're the ones that stand out over the last 3 weeks. As for the future, more poker, more Enslaved, and probably more Lego Indie. And then hopefully a review game or two this week.
All right. I flipped over to Raptor after you said it because I was kind of curious. Just to give you an example, my previous played was Homefront. I have 3 hours logged into that game, and I have played multiplayer for an hour.
So wow. It's 2 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's not totally accurate, wow, though. Is
it? Yeah, but that's still pretty bad.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not going to look at that, but 2 hours for a single player campaign, that's dog shit. That's absolute dog shit. You can't put your game on a 2 hour single player and a subpar multiplayer. That's going to get a lot. That's, you know, no wonder it's on sale within a week.
I got more time in Rango.
Oh, Rango.
Okay, so I'm going to move on to Wombat. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? So I played new stuff again this week.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So now who's the one playing all the old games?
It sounds like it's bitches. John.
John.
sorry.
Speaking of new games I played Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah.
Just the demo. I agree. Like we said before, I think it's fantastic. I think it's going to be awesome. It's definitely got more to it than any, from a gameplay standpoint, than any of the older Mortal Kombats do. I still think, and I'll get argument fun, I still think that they may have made a mistake when they said that it was a, they were intending this one to be a tournament level fighting game, because now what they've done is they've invited the Venom from all the tournament players. So like you have all these tournament players that now, because all of a sudden they said that Mortal Kombat's a tournament game, they have to jump onto the demo and prove them wrong. So you've got all these people complaining about move priority and canceling attacks and all this other, and hitboxes and all this other stuff. And it's like, number one, it's a demo. And number two, that's never, I mean, I know Ken and I had this conversation before about how Ken thinks it, you know, it's a legitimate tournament fighting game or whatever, or you thought Mortal Kombat 2 was. To me, that this series has never been about that. Like, that's what Street Fighter's for. This game series for me is about having a blast, beating the crap out of someone, and then doing the fatalities. That's not to say it's not competitive, because Ken and I certainly had a lot of competitive games in Deception online. It's not a tournament game to me. And by calling this is our tournament game, they've invited all these hardcore elitist
douchebags.
Yeah, douchebag tournament fighters. I'm sorry, by the way, I'm a huge fighting game guy. I've been playing fighting games since 1991. I fucking hate the competitive fighting community. Most of the competitive fighting community, I should say. There are some people. You're not in the competitive fighting community. Give me a break.
I've been in a lot of tournaments.
That doesn't make you a part of the competitive fighting game community. No,
okay,
I'm just kidding.
I'm not a competitive fighter. I suck at it.
No, I'm just kidding. It does. but you're not a douchebag about it, at least. What I'm talking about is the people that are douchebags about it.
Right.
The people that don't, that think that people who are just playing for fun are doing it wrong. Those are the people that drive me nuts, especially since a lot of the ones that I've seen pop up lately started playing competitive fighting games with Street Fighter 4. I don't know, that part of it drives me nuts. Just the amount of criticism I've seen about the Mortal Kombat demo from people like that drives me nuts. Because I don't care about any of that. All I know is that the new Mortal Kombat kicks ass, and I can't wait to play it. I don't really care about any of the other stuff. But anyway, that's my small little rant about certain aspects of the competitive fighting game community. Other than that, I played MLB 11 The Show, which I should finish up my review for tonight. Yesterday, as you're listening to this. It's fantastic this year, as it is every year. They haven't really changed a whole lot from the normal, like, exhibition and stuff like that side. They made some changes for sure. The biggest, obviously, are the control changes, but if you don't like them, you can change it right back. So I consider that more of an addition than a change. I, for one, have never been huge on analog batting. I don't like it in 2K11, and I don't like it in The Show. It's well implemented. It's awkward to me. They also have the analog throwing, like analog fielding, which I also don't like. I prefer the button presses for that too. I do though like the analog pitching. It adds a different degree of challenge to the pitching this year, which helps. I'll detail everything else, you know, in my review, obviously. But it's very, very good. I like some of the changes they've made. I like the changes they've made to Road to the Show as well. So, very, very good game. Also played just a little bit of Dragon Age 2, which, you know, I really enjoy so far, but obviously I'm not very far in it yet. The only thing I can say so far about Dragon Age 2 is, and I thought this in the demo too, but I held out criticizing it because, holy crap, did somebody just fall?
I think so.
I dropped my pen. I'm sorry.
Are you breaking boards at your house?
Yes, I'm practicing.
Mr. Miyagi? The only thing I'll say is I'm not huge on some of the voice acting, to be honest. I'm going to be 100% honest with you, and I'm going to share my closed-mindedness. I don't like the dwarf's voice, the narrator.
Because he sounds American?
Yes.
Sounds American.
If I'm being honest, I want my dwarves to be Scottish. I don't know why. It's just, you know, one of those things where it's one of those fantasy tropes that you kind of come to expect after you play enough fantasy games, see enough movies. You just kind of expect, you don't expect an American accent in a game like this.
That's racist.
It's not racist. It's not racist at all. I don't know. I don't like the fact that he has an American voice. Like I said, call me shallow. I don't like that. For me, the voice acting overall isn't quite up to the level of Mass Effect, which is maybe partially an unfair comparison because Mass Effect's voice acting is so good, but, translate that over to this series, too, because at least early on, some of the lines are just delivered weird. I'm just not huge on it. But other than that, I really like the game so far. I love the combat. I think the combat is fantastic. And it's a huge improvement over Origins. And anybody that disagrees is one of those people that thinks that things have to be complicated in an RPG just to be complicated. I think some people have that written into the definition of RPG. That it has to be somewhat clunky and overcomplicated, and I just don't think that's the case. To me, all a game has to do to be an RPG is let me play a role in a sort of a long epic style story. Let me level up and let me get a whole bunch of cool loot.
What are you playing RPG as?
Huh?
What are you playing as?
I am playing as a warrior.
Warrior. Yes. Weapon in, like a sword and shield, or
yes, commanded? Sword shield.
Okay.
So, I thought about rogue for a second, but again, I don't know, little things in games like these. That's part of the reason why I like games like this. I always, when I'm starting a game like this, I make the decision as to whether I believe that the story can support any of the character decisions that I make. That's part of the reason why the playthrough that I stuck with in Origins was the human noble playthrough, because I started out with a dwarf, and as I played through the story, I just didn't get the feeling that... I didn't believe in the story that the game was telling me because of the character I chose.
Okay.
I didn't believe that, you know... I didn't believe in my character, that they could be the champion of... or the hero of Ferelden. I just didn't believe it. So I switched to a human noble, and it was much easier for me. Gotcha. This game, it's different because it's telling the story of this person...
Yeah.
So I'm sticking with the default hawk look, because I think, you know, I think it's number one, I think it's a good design, and number two, because it's telling someone else's story, I don't feel the need to customize the person, if that makes any sense.
Did you customize your shepherd?
Yeah. Yes, I did. But it's different for shepherd for me.
Okay.
But I didn't customize hawk. But anyways, that's long story short, that's the reason I didn't pick rogue, because I just feel like if I'm going to be the champion of Kirkwall or whatever, that I feel like a warrior is a more important, or a more, appropriate class choice.
Okay.
I'm weird like that. Like I said, I play these games, I take some minor aspects of these games probably a little too seriously.
I'm a rogue because I like fast-paced stuff.
Gotcha.
All right.
I like to just stand there and have enemies mob me and just cut them to pieces.
You're gonna get a character later on that can do that very good.
That's good.
Yeah, one word of advice, and this isn't spoiling anything for you. Check your mail.
Okay.
You need to check your mail at your house. I'll put it that way.
Okay. Well, I know I need to do that anyway because that's where my downloaded stuff is, but I'll keep doing that.
Yes, definitely.
Excuse me. oh, sorry. That wraps it up for me as far as what I played.
In your future.
Well, MLB 2K11, when it finally gets here. which I really enjoyed the pitching on last year, so I'm hoping that I'll like the pitching on it as much as I did last year.
You probably will.
Other than that, whatever Gamefly chooses to send me next, I'm now going to remove Homefront from that list. I'm actually kind of hoping, I think I might take everything but Crysis 2 off and just have them send me Crysis 2 when it comes out on Tuesday.
Alrighty. Well, we're an hour in, and I got a lot of crap to talk about.
That's fine.
I'll start with what I've played since I got back. I did download my Marvel vs. Capcom characters. Didn't have an issue. But I don't know that I really care about them. Shumagorath is Shumagorath. What's that?
I haven't downloaded them.
Yeah, Shumagorath is Shumagorath. You know, lots of big hit combos with all of his tentacles. He's really fast. Jill is very, very fast. She does lots of crazy moves, but there's really nothing special about her. So, I mean, I don't know that they're worth $5 a pop.
Nah, I doubt it.
Especially since they're on the disc.
Yep.
Whatever.
That's a crock of shit.
It is.
Yeah.
My God, that's just shitty.
I can't believe they're on the disc. That's so crappy. I'm playing Top Spin 4 for review. It's a very, very good tennis game. If you like tennis, it's very realistic. I don't really know what else to say about it. It does support 3D, but I don't have a 3D TV, so there's no balls flying through my screen.
You're right.
Anyway. I I don't know what to talk about tennis. Lob back and forth.
Talk about lobs.
It's got a great career mode. Like how you go, it's got the typical career mode where you create your character and you go through like the big calendar, play the events, the tournaments, level up your character, buy new stuff, get sponsors and managers. I mean, it's really good. It plays really good, looks really good. If you're a fan of realistic tennis, this is probably your best bet, because I think Virtua Tennis is going to be more arcadey when it comes out. So, played Homefront all of 3 hours, because that's all it took. And I'm done with that game.
Really?
Yeah, I'm done with that game.
So, sorry, it just wasn't good.
No, did not. The single player is mediocre at best, and the fact that it's only like 2.5-3 hours long is kind of pathetic. So,
no, did they focus just on the multiplayer? Because
yeah, that was apparently the what was behind it, was that it was a multiplayer game, and then they put the single player, which didn't make any sense to me, because the whole marketing campaign for the game was about the single player, and the story is very interesting. The whole, you know, Korea combines North and South Korea, starts taking over the world, basically the Red Dawn scenario, where they invade America, take it over, put us in prison camps. There's some really disturbing sequences in the single player. I can think of one in particular that I won't spoil for anybody who is going to play through it. But there's some really disturbing images and stuff that happens in the game. But unfortunately, the shooting is just kind of mediocre, and the game is, it's just really very, very mediocre.
Well, if they focused on multiplayer, then there are only 3 modes.
There's 5 modes, oh. 5 or 6, but you can't unlock them until you get to a certain level.
That's right, I forgot about that.
It's kind of like Mag. It's very similar to Mag's leveling system.
Well, my question is, on a commercial, I saw one of the reviews snippets saying that it's better than the Call of Duty multiplayer.
Well, anybody's going to say everything is... It's the typical fashion of it's new, it's different, so that makes it better.
But it's not different.
Well, it's different in the fact that there's not as many people playing it, there's not as many glitches, there's not as many cheaters, there's not as many griefers, and that's what makes people enjoy it. Just like, for instance, you really enjoyed it because you weren't getting owned every 5 seconds. You know, and that's what makes people go, oh, well, this is better, because I don't suck at it.
Just because I suck at it doesn't make it better.
Well, that's kind of the mentality that happens, unfortunately.
That's wrong mentality.
I do like the fact that we get to fight against Short Circuit.
Yeah. Yeah. Johnny Five killed me a couple
Johnny
times.
Five just owned your face.
Yeah.
I did play Rango. That's a great game. I had a lot of fun with that game. It's very funny. If you enjoy the movie and your kids are like all about, you know, Rango the character, it's a great game. It's very easy, so it's not hard for the younger players to play through. It does have a lot of diversity. It has stealth levels, action levels, shooting levels. It's just a really well put together licensed game. I really enjoyed it. I actually finished it and was really enjoying it a lot, actually. I did play Full House Poker a little bit. I'm not as uber excited as John is. It's poker to me, and that's fine. It's good. It's just Texas Hold'em with Avatar sitting at a table. It does have all like the experience and stuff that you can earn for doing smart moves. I like how it keeps track of everything through your gamer tag, your money, your streaks, all that stuff. It's a very, very good game. It's just you really have to be into poker.
Fair enough.
Without buying a pack of bicycle cards, which are $2. You know. I did play Mortal Kombat vs. DC with K-Dub. Yeah, it's good, but it's not as good after you play the demo of Mortal Kombat. Unfortunately. And I am trying to play Dragon Age 2. It seems like every time I pop it in, I get interrupted. Or something comes up. I've only got about 4 hours into the game, but I love it so far. I am also playing as a warrior. I did play through all 3 classes at the beginning to get accustomed to each one. I made it to Kirkwall as each character, and I would not play as the rogue. I did not enjoy that.
Really?
No, I did not enjoy the rogue.
Why?
I don't like the fast-paced combat.
Hmm.
I felt like I didn't have... as much range as I do with, say, for instance, the warrior who has because I use the two-handed longsword, or the mage even. I really enjoyed the mage, actually. I almost thought about playing as the mage, because the spells and the stuff and all that's just very, very cool. But I didn't like the storyline that happens with the mage.
Yeah.
Because that's the only one that changes.
Yeah.
So I decided to stick with the warrior.
Hmm.
But I'm very excited to
Are
play...
Are you talking the same storyline that happens in the demo with the mage?
I don't know. I didn't play through the demo as the mage, so...
You talk about in relation to his family?
Yes.
His family. Yeah, who dies and who doesn't.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah. The I saw a funny... I don't really know that it's a... I don't really know that that's a spoiler that's in the demo.
No, it's
no.
not.
No.
But the I saw a funny, actually on NeoGAF, a funny series of pictures, and it was that section of the game, and it shows the ogre picking up his brother, and the brother says, "Brother, why didn't you?" And then it shows the ogre pick him up in the air, and he says, "Roll a mage!" And he slams him down into the ground, and he dies, obviously. I thought it was pretty funny. Anyways.
That's cool. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to playing through it. I'm kind of with Drew on this. The story just doesn't, like, appeal to me yet. I haven't even started on my journey with the dwarves. That's all I'll say. I've just been running around Kirkwall doing my different quests that I have from different things that I'm picking up around the city right now. I'm actually loving the fact that I'm taking my time through this one because I don't have to review it now. So I can actually go through all the side quests.
Thanks for unloading that on me.
Oh, God. I asked you. You could have said no.
Yeah, but I can't say no to you.
Okay.
It's cool. I mean, I freaking powered through the game anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm actually enjoying the fact that I haven't even started the main story quest yet, and I've wandered around and done, you know, like I delivered my amulet that I was supposed to do, and I've picked up a bunch of side quests around the city. And it's actually, you know, it's cool to be, I enjoy the side quests. I haven't seen the whole recycled dungeon thing yet.
I mean, you will.
Yeah, there's been a few that look similar, but so far it hasn't been so bad. But no, I love the combat. The combat is so fluid, and I love that, you know, just pressing one button does, like, these crazy moves. I prefer it over the whole way the first one was. That's the one thing that they have improved tenfold for me, is the combat. Now I'll move on to... Well, obviously I played the Mortal Kombat demo 100 times so far, and it's awesome. I also am playing a PSN game for review that I actually sat down with the developer at PAX, and he is going to be on our podcast. He's dying to be on our podcast.
Who is this?
His name is, he's from Firehose Games. It's the guys that make Slam Bolt Scrappers.
Oh, okay, great.
And I sat down with him, and he showed me a bunch of pieces of the game at PAX, and then he sent me a code for the game, and I've been playing it. This is one of the coolest games you've never heard of, and I will explain this to you, and it will make no sense, but if you combined Super Smash Brothers with Tetris, that's what this game is.
Okay.
And with a little sprinkling of tower defense.
Interesting.
So put that in your brain and you know, mesh it up and try to figure that out. But basically, it's a four-player couch co-op game. And when you're playing competitively, you have two people on each side. And what you can do is you float around and you can attack these little monsters that give you, like, puzzle piece blocks. And then if you take the puzzle piece blocks and put them down on your side of the screen and create blocks, those blocks create, like, towers, like laser turrets or missile launchers or things like that. And the objective is to build your side up to destroy the other side. So
interesting.
It's very, like, the first time you play it, you'll just be like, what the hell's going on? And then the second time you play it, you're like, all right, this is addictive and awesome, and we need to play more of this. I did talk to him at the show. The one complaint everybody's going to have is that this game is not online. It is only couch co-op.
Okay.
And he said that they initially had decided to check out multiplayer, but they love the fact of when everybody gets together on the same couch, it's just a different experience.
Right.
You know, and you've got the trash talking and the screaming and all that good stuff, and you just lose that when you go online. So that was their reason for going strictly to couch co-op. But if you have a chance, definitely check this game out. It is very awesome, and I hope to have the guy on the show so we can talk about the game, because it is a blast. It's a very, very cool game.
Cool.
I don't have my list on me from PAX. I left it somewhere else. But I will try to go through this as quickly as possible. Another downloadable game that I highly recommend you keep your eye out on. I sat down with the developer and played through a co-op mission in a game called Shoot Mini Robots. What everybody was calling this game at PAX was Border Slug. Now, if you could imagine combining Borderlands with Metal Slug, that is basically what you get with this game.
Well, that sounds awesome, actually.
Yeah, it is very, very awesome. It's a 2D side-scroller in the vein of Shadow Complex, where you can hold down the left trigger and aim with the right analog stick where you shoot. You can also collect nuts that are scattered from the enemies that you kill, and you could use those to buy upgraded weapons, and each character has a... three different pieces. Like, you can wear a headpiece, a torso piece, and a bottom piece, and they all have different abilities. Like, if you buy leather pants, you can slide. Or if you buy a beer helmet, you actually have more health. So, and it's hilarious because, like, your character is completely customizable, but everybody plays as the same character. It's actually going to be up to 4-player co-op, and it's all online, and the character's name is P. Walter Tugnut. Which I thought was just a great name. It's just basically a side-scrolling shooter with tons of RPG elements to level up your character. He would not say what systems it was going to be on. We played it on Xbox, but I'd imagine it's going to be the typical Xbox, PS3, and maybe Steam release. It's the caliber, I even told the guy when after we finished playing, I was like, this is the kind of caliber game that you would see in the Microsoft promotions, you know, the Summer of Arcade and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So hopefully we will see that game soon. It's very awesome. He said it would be out this year. Very, very cool if you like Borderlands or Metal Slug. This is kind of the evolution of both of those games as far as a downloadable side-scrolling title. So definitely watch out for that one. I played I'll go by booth now, I guess. I did play Lord of the Rings, The War of the North. It's different than I thought it was going to be. Being created by Snowblind, I was expecting a Baldur's Gate clone, and it's not. It's more of a third-person action game that's completely co-op.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, it's a third-person action game, completely co-op. You play as three different characters. There will always be three characters. It's actual canon from the movies, and it is the first time that the Lord of the Rings has been seen in a digital media form with full mature. Like, there's blood and dismemberments and gore. Like, they were really pushing that. But it is full drop-in, drop-out co-op. You can play, your characters will always carry over from whoever you're playing. There's the dwarf, the elf, and then the human. And it's basically your mage, your warrior, and your rogue. Three different character classes. But it plays just like a third-person action game with some RPG elements. So it kind of like took me out of it for a second, because I thought it was going to be like a Baldur's Gate clone, but it's not at all. So I'm still interested in it. I'm very excited to play it, the final version. So we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, Snowblind's a great studio. They've made some great games. So I have no doubt that this will be another great game. Also in that booth, I checked out Fear 3, their new multiplayer mode, which is called... And I'm saying this verbatim. The mode is called Fucking Run.
Fucking Run.
Fucking Run is the name of the mode. Basically what it is it's Horde mode. To an extent. It's 4-player co-op. And you run from Alma's Wall of Destruction while at the same time trying to kill enemies. So basically you can't stop.
Ah.
So it's a nice little twist on the whole Horde mode mentality. And it is awesome. if one character gets taken down and gets swallowed by the wall, it's game over.
Huh.
So there's the mix of competitive versus cooperative, where you have to keep your party alive, but at the same time, you want to get more kills so that you're the leader. But very, very cool. Definitely sparked my interest in the game, along with the fact that the single player will be full co-op, online and off. So Fear 3 is back on my radar big time after that. We talked a lot about Mortal Kombat, but I did actually play against one of the developers. We played through a singles match and a tag match, and he was not relentless at all. He beat the crap out of me twice, and it was awesome. The game is incredible. Cannot wait for it to come out, and I really don't have anything else to say about Mortal Kombat except that everybody needs to buy it.
Yes.
Over at EA, I checked out a live demo of Battlefield 3, and everybody's talking about that demo, the video that showed, like, oh my god, that looks so good. Yeah, I watched them play that mode. Play through that entire section plus another section, and that game is phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get that game.
Oh my god, I could not believe he was playing what I was watching. It looked that good.
Oh.
I mean, it's just amazing how good that game looks. Like, the Frostbite 2.0 engine just makes every other destructible engine look like crap. Every bullet that you shoot leaves an indention in the wall. It's ridiculous. That game is phenomenal. Another game that I got to watch but didn't get actually play was the guys from Rockstar played through an entire case almost of L.A. Noir. And that game is incredible.
I'm excited.
You would not believe how in-depth this game is as far as the way you can do the cases, the evidence that you can find. There are so many different ways to play through each case because you may miss a clue here, you may miss a clue there. It's so well done as far as, like, the facial animations are ridiculous. I mean,
that's a big part of the gameplay, right?
Yeah, because you actually interrogate people, and you have to be able to look at their face and tell if they're lying or not. That's part of the game.
Oh.
And he did that in the demo that he played, and, like, you could tell the person was lying when they were lying. It's so realistic, it's ridiculous. And, I mean, their faces look so good, they almost look out of place on the bodies themselves. So, but no, that game... just wow. I can't believe how much I've 180'd on that game itself. It looks incredible.
They haven't said anything about multiplayer, have they?
No, they did not say anything about multiplayer at all. So
I'm hoping there's no multiplayer in that game.
That would be my guess. I mean, I don't know. Let me think. What else did I play? Oh, I played Duke.
Really?
I played through the entire demo, and you know what's sad is they're still running the same damn demo from last year's PAX. Like, they won't let anybody play any other part of the game. And I know I'm going to shock you when I say this, but I was kind of disappointed.
Thank you.
You made
me happy. You made my day, Ken.
You know what? I'm still going to buy it, Collector's Edition in full, because it's Duke. You know, I'm just a Duke fan, but I'm not going to tell anybody who is not a Duke fan that you should buy this game. It feels like it's, you know, was sitting in limbo for 15 years and then somebody picked it up and tried to finish it in 6 months. It has some serious frame rate problems. Some of the actual combat and enemies feel really kind of generic. It's a mediocre FPS that, unless you really, really love Duke... You're not going to be like, oh my god, why did this take 15 years to come out? So, it is what it is.
Yay.
So there you go. Trying to think. See, this is why I need my list. Oh, I did play Skullgirls.
I'm interested in that.
I played it just for you, Drew.
Yeah.
I actually played with one of the producers on the game, and he was telling me about how they're going to be able to do DLC characters because the game has a built-in mode that kills every single unlimited combo that somebody finds. It automatically just defeats it, so it eliminates it from the game, so you can't exploit the game.
That's nice.
Interesting.
So, It played really good. It felt a little sluggish at times, but the animation is incredible for a downloadable title. It's if you're a fighting game fan, I would definitely keep my eye on this game, because it's probably going to be cheap, it's probably going to be downloadable, and it's really good for what it is. It does have a tag mode, and it even some of the characters are more powered than the other characters, so sometimes you can play a tag mode like 2-on-1, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
But there were only 2 characters on the show floor, or no, 3. But they weren't, he wouldn't tell me how many more characters total, but they did say they were going to do DLC characters, so.
Okay.
But yeah, that's one to keep an eye on. I'm trying to think. I did play SOCOM 4. It's SOCOM. They have the new mode running, the bomb defusal mode. But they had it running with the regular controller, so we didn't play it with Move. But it's SOCOM, and it's really good. It's a lot better than the last one. It feels like a zipper SOCOM as opposed to the Slant 6 SOCOM. So it feels like we're going back to the roots of SOCOM. And the beta is coming out, I believe, in April. So everybody will be able to try it in April. But it's really good. And you know what's scary? That was the only Sony game that was there. So. I also played with the 3DS. I got to play around with the 3DS. I played Resident Evil The Mercenaries in 3D. And I have to say that 3D is cool when it works. Like, it's so cool to see things in 3D without glasses.
So, what do you think of the overall system so far?
I like the system. I think it felt good when I was playing it. Like, I didn't have any issue playing a game that required you to, you know, aim with the analog stick or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it felt good. I like the design. Like, I was playing with the little 3D slider, so you could turn the 3D on and off. So, I mean, I like the system. That's the only game I played because everything else had ridiculously long lines, so I didn't want to wait and waste all my time standing in lines.
Yeah.
But that was... I'm very impressed. I'm very happy that it comes out in a week. I'm excited to get it in my hands and actually play with it. Oh, I am trying to think if there was anything else that I played. There was so much crap there, and there were so many lines that I did not get to play everything, unfortunately. But, no, I think that's it. So... Yeah, lots of great stuff coming out. I'm very excited about this year. So, as far as future fondling goes, I will be playing more Top Spin for review. I should have Crysis 2 this week. More Dragon Age when I have time. More Mortal Kombat demo every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Every day I do.
A day. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. No, that's it. So that wraps up my monster fondling.
Cool.
Alright, now that the fondline is over, it's time to do some news.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt, even though I'm not really sure why we call it that anymore. Brought to you by Mortal Kombat. Desensitizing a new generation to senseless violence. And that's all I've got. Now your host here is Collins.
By the way, Drew, I love the toothless guy.
Oh, yeah, the cattle auctioneer guy.
Yeah, that was nice. Mass Effect 2, final DLC is coming out on March 29th. It's called The Arrival. And it's going to lead into Mass Effect 3. Now, this is how DLC should be done. Lead into the sequel. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Very excited.
When's that?
March 29th.
Nice.
So, 9 days.
Another reason to put Mass Effect 2 back in.
There's always a reason. Which means, K-Dub, you're going to have to bring it back.
No, you're not getting it back.
I will come to your house and kill you.
Wow, you'll finish kill it on me.
PS3.
NGP games are supposedly going to get simultaneous digital releases alongside their retail releases.
And so they should. Hopefully they'll get it right this time.
Whatever. River City Ransom 2 is finally coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's only been, well,
that's,
what?
That's perfect timing.
Yeah. 20 years? 21 years?
Something like that, yeah.
At least that.
Good God. New Kinect mods could help surgeons and the blind. That technology really is impressive. It's too bad there ain't no games.
Child of Eden.
Yeah, that's Rez.
Child of Eden.
It's Rez. Yeah. Beyond Good and Evil HD is coming to the PSN in May. So if you don't have a 360, you gotta wait.
Mm.
Good old exclusive timing.
Yep.
The near future of PlayStation Home version 1.50 sets out to make the network less about buying virtual furniture and more about dancing or something. I don't know.
Does
anyone still actually go on that?
Home? What is home?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that thing is.
I think I loaded it up once and then thought, no, I'm not going to take that off my hard drive.
Volition is making a stance about piracy. They said in about Red Faction and Saints Row, they said, make a game worth stealing and then talk about piracy.
Snap. Oh,
bitchy.
Yeah.
Rumored price points for the MGP, and I don't buy this for a second. They're claiming that there will be two models, one at $250 and one at $350. Basically, the difference will be 3G.
That sounds good. Also sounds unlikely.
Yeah, it's bullshit, though, probably.
Here's a very good point as to why that's not likely. If the MGP was going to launch for $250 in the smaller bundle, they would have announced it by now to steal sales from the 3DS.
Yeah, that's what I think. I said something like that at the time. It's like, well, if you're going to take their thunder away with a price point, you do it when you announce the MGP itself. So, yeah, time will tell.
We will see.
Indeed, yo.
There's a rumor floating around that Hitman 5 will be showing up soon. Maybe E3?
Hmm.
Well, there's a website in the UK. I was going to say, there's a website in the UK called play.com, and they've got it for pre-order before the end of the year, so...
Nice.
Well, you know...
Yes. Yeah, well... I never was a big fan of that, so...
Well, really? We'll see. THQ stock is dropping after the Homefront reviews came in, and they're apparently to blame. Oh, that's funny. There's been some interest shown for an Assassin's Creed movie. And possibly Ghost Recon.
Nice.
Excellent.
Little Big Planet wants to teach you math and science.
Fuck that.
Here's a great one. Ubisoft has announced a new game. It's a Guitar Hero clone. It's called Rocksmith.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
A little late.
Wow, timing to get into that.
Yeah. Way to go there. According to the ESRB, mature-rated games are one of the lowest percentage of games released every year. Only 5% of games released are mature-rated.
That's because they don't like... sticking out mature-rated games, do they? Because they're fair, they don't sell well.
Yeah. The only thing smaller than mature is early childhood with 1%. The biggest one is everyone with 55%.
That's because there's 8 million pets games that come out every year.
Also, another factor is that most of the mature titles... Well, okay, most of the... Like, games that cost over $20 million to make, most of them are the mature titles. Except for Final Fantasy.
Oh, for God's sakes. Infamous 2 Beta. The design, a mission, thing was announced, and apparently those are going to be showing up in the launch game, some of the best ones.
Hmm.
I'm still on the fence about that.
About the
mission
generator stuff?
Yeah, the mission creator in Infamous 2.
I mean, you don't have to do it, do you?
Well, it's turned on by default. You have to turn it off. I'm just kind of interested to see how it's going to pan out. Yeah, we had NPD going on. Cosplay from PAX. Yeah, there was a lot of that, dude.
Oh, I bet.
Drew, I almost sent you a text. I saw Catherine at PAX for sale. You could buy it.
About the Japanese version.
Yeah, there was a vendor there selling Japanese games. He even had Poochie Poochie Pork.
Poochie Poochie Pork.
That's now got a US and European release date now, though, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah, how much was he selling Catherine for?
$80.
Well, you know, after importing it, that'd probably be how much it would be.
Yeah, it's about the same price.
Mm-hmm.
This is all PAX news, and I don't really. Prey 2 was announced this week. Did anybody watch the trailer?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Prey.
I know, but the trailer was awesome.
Yeah, I guess.
Here you go. Call of Duty Black Ops is the best-selling game of all time. 13.7 million copies in the U.S. alone. And people
that's
think
a lot.
Yeah, people think Call of Duty's not relevant anymore.
Well, I think that may be its peak. I've got a feeling that next year, even if it is Modern Warfare 3, I've got a feeling that with everything that's gone on and how Activision tend to run their business, that people might turn to something like Battlefield for their first person kicks, you know, later in the year.
Just saying, they said that last time.
I don't, like, seriously, I mean, can anybody actually see Call of Duty ever, like, you know, falling off the wayside?
As long as it's as good as it is now, no, I don't.
Yeah, but you're talking about the fact that next year it might not be as good as it is now.
Well, we don't know.
I mean, they can only, obviously it only plays, it's only selling for the multiplayer, and there's only so much they can do anymore with the multiplayer. So, I mean, what are they going to add that's going to be new to it?
No, they didn't add a whole lot this time, and it still sold more than any other game made.
Which makes no sense to me. None. It's just the name. They just bought it for the fucking name.
Yeah.
Call of Duty is like Madden.
About 3 years ago, everyone was saying, oh, you know, Guitar Hero, can you ever see that ever falling to the wayside? And look what Activision done to that.
Yeah.
And
it's hey, I said it 3 years ago that it was going to die.
So right now, Call of Duty is still relevant, but I agree, in the next couple of years, I don't think it will be.
No, I think it's on its way. I think this is its peak. I think this is as good as their sales are going to get for it. I think that Activision will probably end up releasing 2 Call of Duty games this year, maybe 2 or 3 next year, and they're going to make that same mistake, and it will only last so long, and then they'll drop it like they have Guitar Hero. Because they've got the Bungie thing coming up, and although we don't know really anything about that officially as yet, that's what they're going to be pinning their future sales on. That's what they're going to be. They're going to want the next big thing to be, and once if that hits, they'll forget about Call of Duty.
Well, we will see. The NPDs came out, and Kinect bundles are dominating, 5-to-1 margin over Move. It's ridiculous, man. I don't get it. Kinect is still selling like hotcakes, and there hasn't been a game released in.
There's no games for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's oh my god.
What are they just playing, the sports game and the dance game?
It's like the Wii all over again. I told you it was going to be like this.
I said it too.
I think we all said it.
It's a shame because Sony are trying. I mean, they're not only releasing games on the PlayStation Store and releasing games, you know, retail that are specific for the Move. They're adding it to games like Killzone and Little Big Planet that aren't, you know, an integral part to the game, but gives you extra gameplay if you've got the controller. They're trying all the stuff, yet they don't seem to be the ones succeeding.
You know what it is we said it all along, is the fucking marketing.
It's marketing, absolutely. And, you know, I was watching sort of prime time Saturday night TV over here last night, and I saw 3 or 4 adverts for Kinect. Mm-hmm. And it's what it's all about. It's that marketing clout, and it's a shame, because I think out of the two, Move was the one that interested me the most, and I've got Move now, and from what I've used of it, it's been, you know, really, really good. The girlfriend played Heavy Rain using the Move controller from start to finish, and she really ever came up against any problem, and it felt really good to play. And Kinect have got Kinect Sports, and as you say, that Dance Central game, and that's it, really. It's like you say, it's Wii. It's stupid, really.
I don't understand. They did that whole, you know, the Kevin Butler, you know, move when it launched, but I've seen the show commercials with no mention that it uses Move. Granted, it's to a lesser extent. It's just for Home Run Derby, but it's still pretty cool, used in Home Run Derby. And they're marketing on their analog controls and all this. Why not just, you know, show you can use Move? Why not market this? It's good. It's a really cool peripheral. Why not market
it? Yeah, absolutely. Oh, no, absolutely. And it just goes to show that money talks.
Yep. It does not matter what's the better one. It matters which one's marketed better.
I just don't understand Sony and their marketing. I really don't. I never will. Kevin Butler was cool at first, and, you know, he had funny commercials and all this shit, but, you know, that ain't doing anything for anyone anymore. It's really
bad. It's almost like Sony is becoming like the secret society where they just hang out with people that like Sony stuff, and they only care about customers who love Sony stuff, and it's like they're all, you know, inclusive.
Right. Where they're only catering to the hardcore Sony people, and if you're hardcore enough, Sony, you know, you love Sony so much, you're going to know about Move and buy the games for it. But, you know, not everyone is a hardcore Sony fan.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
People need to be told about this stuff, and exactly. The only way to get it to the masses is marketing.
Yep. Yeah, put your advertisement on WWE or something.
But they've always been shitty at marketing. What is their... I don't know. I don't. Like I said, I don't understand their deal with marketing.
Their marketing...
I mean, Killzone 3 is... that there was, with the exception of bus adverts, you know, there was nothing on the telly over here, and that's where your core audience is in front of the box.
Yep.
Well, the system sales in February were monster. Xbox destroyed with over 500,000 units. I mean, that's ridiculous. That thing is selling like crazy because of Kinect.
How is it still selling? That's incredible. As you say, it's a massive feat, and originally I thought the reason why they sold so many is because all the earlier ones went kaput and people had to buy more than one console, but now they're sturdy, or sturdier. It's a power of advertisement.
Yep, and yeah. Microsoft's doing it right, so
yeah.
All we can do is say good for them, and hopefully they start showing some more games.
Yeah.
That's one thing they haven't got this year.
Yeah, they need to be showing something at E3, or else I'm very hesitant to say that they have a bright future.
Well, they're going to have a bright future regardless. Look at the sales.
Yeah, the sales right now, but if they start losing games, it'll dwindle.
No, I'm sure they have some up their sleeve, but then get in, and I don't know. We'll see in 2 months, 3 months, whatever the fuck month is.
Yeah, well, if they don't have any games, then they're crap to me. They're dead to me.
Oh, they're not dead to you. Don't lie.
You know what? You know what? Gears and Forza do not count, okay? Get some more fucking games. Sony already released games.
I agree.
Just like Nintendo, Zelda's not going to cut it. Step it up. Anyway, there was a Microsoft Point generator released, and if you took advantage of it, your ass is going to be busted.
Nice. Like a program that generates the codes.
Yeah, people were using it, and they get codes, and they redeem for 160 points.
Really? That was worth it?
$2. Did anybody bother trying out that Xbox Live Labs?
I downloaded it. I didn't really.
What the hell is it?
It's basically, hey, let's eat your bandwidth.
It's supposed to, what he said, eat your bandwidth to improve Xbox Live. So, I don't know. I think one of the tests takes up to 6 hours or some shit like that.
Okay, so I'm basically paying Microsoft to
make sure
that stuff works correctly?
It's free.
It's free.
But you have to leave your system running.
Yeah, and of course, if you have a bandwidth cap in your service provider, you of course pay those fees, obviously.
So oh, yeah.
It may not be free for some people.
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to about 2 weeks' time because I move and we've already got the 50 meg broadband ordered. It's going to be awesome.
Oh my goodness, here's the Mortal Kombat full roster. Snap.
You're staying away from
skip
it.
I'm staying away from it.
I'm staying away from it. The last thing.
You know, you want to be surprised.
Yeah, well, it's not like I'm going to be surprised anyway. They're going to announce them all before the game comes out anyway.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised when they announce them.
Yeah. Here we go. Last thing I wanted to bring up is N4G is actually doing a Japan relief after the events that happened over in Japan. Cat posted this blog. There's a lot of places you can go and donate. If you go to N4G, there's a Japan Relief and N4G blog post from her. You need to head over there and click on some of these, do some donations. N4G has already raised $3,000.
Nice.
Wow. Awesome.
Nice.
To send over to Japan for what happened over there. So if you guys have the money or the time, go over there and click it. There's all kinds of ways you can do it. You can text, like, $2 or something. I mean, it's small, and you know it can make a big difference about what's going on over there because that's crazy.
And it's continuing.
Yeah,
it's just off the.
Yes, yeah, it's
wow.
There's
almost never finished yet.
There's a rumor going around that they're going to bury it if they can't figure it out eventually, and that will be bad.
Yeah,
God, yeah.
It'll be Chernobyl all over again.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I heard it's already worse than Chernobyl is what I've read a couple.
Well, if they bury it, though, it'll be Chernobyl, where that land will be unusable for, like, ever.
Yeah.
So, that's scary.
Really is the end of the world.
Yeah.
Obviously, us games players are affected because the amount of games that come out of Japan, I mean, we've already started to see delays, and it's, you know, I mean, it's a small thing, and, you know, who cares in the grand scheme of things, but, you know, it just goes to show something like that, although it might be, you know, tens of thousands of miles away from wherever you are, it can affect all of us, and, you know.
It will affect all of us.
Yeah.
And
it will.
It's just absolute shame, tragedy. It all seems to be the year of it, doesn't it? I mean, with New Zealand, and then, and then that, it's not good.
Yeah, it's been a rough time.
The whole world's falling on, it's just shit.
Awful. It's just in preparation for the end of the world next year.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's the setup for it, yeah.
You know what? I don't need you hanging around, you doomsdayers.
No. It's a sneak preview.
Yeah, you can all kiss my ass.
Snap.
Anyway, there you go. Alright, I'm going to bust a couple questions before we do the tweets. I don't even know if I want to read this.
You gotta have to now.
It's from the same guy that had cancer or ticks.
Oh God, no!
He says he's kind of curious. What kind of porn do you like?
Big-breasted.
What?
Big-breasted.
Well, at least there you go. Didn't even think about it, huh?
I like the kind your mom's in.
Oh dear. Two girls, one cup.
Oh.
Oh.
You're nasty.
Yeah, I'm joking.
Wow.
Obviously, Gambus doesn't watch porn anymore, so.
No, he does have to now. Oh. Got them booby magazines under the bed.
Right. Not a very safe hiding spot, Jason. You might want to move that.
You might want to move that. It's not safe under the bed anymore.
No. She's going to change the sheets.
What is this? My motherfucker.
What is this? Muscle-bound lesbians. What is this?
To be fair, he's got so many, his ass touches a light bulb anyway.
What?
He's got so many stashed under there, his ass touches a light bulb.
Oh. Wow. Anyway.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Well, that was a good question. Not.
You tell him, Jason. Wow. Yeah, tell him. Rip him a new asshole.
What are we, in third grade? We can hire Thunder Asshole to come over there for you.
Thunder Asshole!
Alright, these next questions are all Mortal Kombat themed, and I'm apparently supposed to read them in the MK voice, which I don't have. So, it says, "Hello, you weak, pathetic fools. Now listen to my excellent questions, or you will die, mortals. March question time. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, wait, you didn't tell who it was.
It's MK2 forever.
Yo.
He says, round one. Round one.
If
you could choose your destiny, what destiny would you choose?
Really awesome one.
Yeah, apparently everybody on this show is choosing the end of the world.
Not me.
It's all destiny.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I mean, I'm fine with not the end of the world, but whatever.
Not the end of the world, but whatever.
Hey, man, you're living life right now. That's what you guys do.
Yeah, exactly. Live life now. Just leave me the hell out of it. That's all I got.
Live for the moment, brother.
Mom's living for the moment.
Yeah.
How about this? I'm going to stop the end of the world.
Oh, that's an awesome destiny. And if anyone can do it, Gambus, definitely you.
Yeah, definitely you. Okay, question number two. Choose your fighter of MK, and please, why?
Oh, jeez. That's a hard one.
To be fair, I don't, as anyone who regularly listens now, I'm not a big MK fan. So I suppose the most fun I have is with Sub-Zero. I like him. He's a good character.
Sub-Zero is my main character, but after playing the final the demo I played, Noob Saibot is going to be top tier.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Sorry?
Oh, yes.
See, that's the thing. Wasn't he supposed to be like a joke character?
He was a joke character, yes.
Tobias.
That's like making, I know, yeah, that's the reason why. I was like, that's kind of like making Dan a top tier character.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah, actually, he was retconned into the ghost of the Sub-Zero that was killed in the first Mortal Kombat.
That's right.
There's actually an ongoing story.
Dude, there's a huge story. It's really good.
Mortal Kombat has a huge mythos.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of fighting games, even Street Fighter has a huge mythos. It's just nobody cares about it.
I care about Mortal Kombat. I think the story's great, and I'm excited that they're redoing
it. The Mortal Kombat storyline is much better than the Street Fighter storyline.
Okay, that is opinion. Street Fighter.
It's really not. The Mortal Kombat storyline is much better than the Street Fighter storyline. Look, I love Street Fighter. And how old are you, Drew?
25.
Okay. So, I was playing Street Fighter when you were 5 years old.
I was playing Street Fighter then too, man.
Well, I love Street Fighter, and I love some of the little story aspects of Street Fighter. Mortal Kombat story is much better. I mean, it's still a fighting game story, so it's not like the pinnacle of the art, but Mortal Kombat has a much better story.
All right.
Once again, that's your opinion.
No, it's nice, it's really not.
Okay, we're gonna move on.
Well, I gotta choose my character.
Well, choose your character.
My character is Striker.
You are my hero.
Striker.
Because he had a gun, and that was what I thought was cool.
Hey, I have a character.
Okay, is it some big booby jiggling girl?
Yeah.
I figured.
Yeah.
Yay!
I pick Kung Lao.
Oh.
Because he's got a really cool hat. And it kills you. He's like, don't mess with me. I'll cut you with my hat.
I'm going to cut you like you've never been cut before. Those are some bad roaches.
As I've said already on the show, Kano and Baraka are my characters. But if I had to just pick one, it would probably be Baraka.
Baraka.
No, mine's Raiden.
Raiden.
That is the reason why he sounds like a fucking turkey when he does his little Superman move.
The Mortal Kombat sound effects are some of the most hilarious sound effects.
Liu Kang's like when he does his bicycle kick thing.
That's alright. Killer Wolverine thought Katana was saying her name when she did her fan toss last night.
I did. I really thought she said Katana.
She might.
No, actually, she said Katana.
She'd be like, Timmer! They should put Timmy in Mortal Kombat. That'd be awesome.
What would, oh my god.
He'd throw a fireball and be like, Timmer! Oh, anyway. What was your biggest flawless victory in your life?
I think my whole life is just
one giant flawless victory?
No. Quite the opposite of flawless victory.
Yeah, I've always got punched sometime.
I think it's one big fatality.
All right. Anybody else?
Having my son.
Oh.
Well, not me personally, but...
I was going to say, John, that probably ripped you open a little bit.
Gross.
C-section.
That's a W-section. What are you talking about?
Oh, come on.
I'll probably have to go with John's.
Yeah, I'll say that too.
Having his son?
Yeah.
You didn't know about it. Alright, question number 4. Have you ever toasted anything? My grilled cheese, bitch.
Nothing major. Paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
Anyway, at what age do you think you will die? Apparently 2012, so I'll be 33.
Yeah. 27.
No, 27, because my birthday will come.
Well, yeah, because it happens in December, so almost everybody's birthday will come.
108, and I'll be a muscle-bound dude walking in a post-apocalyptic world of thugs and cyborgs, and I would use Kung Fu to destroy them like Kenshiro from...
North Star.
You know, that story could have only been better if you'd have started it with thousands of years ago. Okay, apparently nobody else watches Aqua Teen. But
I do. There was much defecation.
Because I can only think about the movie when you said that. There'd be lots of inbreeding. Anyway, anybody else? Anybody else when you're going to die?
No.
If 2012 isn't the end of the world, I'll probably still die at 31.
Okay.
Hell, I don't know. I may be dead in an hour.
That's positive outlook, Drew.
At least I'm prepared.
Are you? Are you prepared? Are you prepared
Why
to beat
not?
The rapture? Anyway, what do you think Liu Kang says when he does his multiple well-done horizontal kick?
Oh, God, we were just talking about that. Well, there's a joke going around with my circle of friends, and it's a very horrible joke, but we always think that he's saying, you're the only one that can go up in my butt.
Oh, nice.
John, were you picturing that?
I was just questioning everybody's sanity here.
You're the one having babies as a man.
Well, you know, the wonders of modern science nowadays.
It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Junior.
Oh, Jesus. You know, I could have went the rest of my life without remembering that movie.
You have to remember that movie.
I'm going to pop a baby out of my ass.
It's a spiritual successor to Twins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because Danny DeVito's acting career is off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell was that?
That was me drinking brisk, baby.
Oh, okay. All right. What is the most superb move in MK for you?
I don't know.
You know, the most superb move is the fact that smoke, robot smoke, just blows up the world.
Blows up the earth, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, that's
it's
like,
hard to beat that one.
You just run out of ideas. Like, I could just blow up the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my, I think to this day, probably my favorite fatality, though, is the, Baraka's fatality from 2. It's just so simple, where he stabs him in the chest and lifts him up off the ground, and they slowly slide down his claws.
See, I'm still a big fan of Kung Lao's, where he slices you in half.
Yeah, you like that one?
That's beautiful. Okay, he says, why don't you get over here? I have beer. Dude, I'm not flying to Portugal for beer.
Has to be the best ever.
Unless you got some absinthe or something. You guys think you can beat me in MK? Don't make me laugh. Okay.
I definitely know I can't beat you at MK.
Yeah.
I can't beat anybody at MK.
That's a lie. Play me, you'll beat me.
Yeah.
What do you think was the most fabulous MK game?
The new one coming out next month.
Oh.
This How's is that a, for a douchey answer?
Well, this is a past question, and that one ain't out, so...
I don't remember him saying this was a past question.
That's what the word was means.
I wasn't paying attention.
Well, maybe you should.
I guess I'd have to say Ultimate Mortal Kombat.
I still say MK2.
Yeah, I like MK2.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Drew with Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
You know what, the first one, I go with the first one instead, because of all the hoopla it caused. I thought that was hilarious.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm going to say 2.
Alright.
And actually, I know this is almost sacrilegious, but I actually really like Deception, too.
I liked Deception.
But there was just so much to do in Deception.
Yep.
There was the full story mode. There was, you know, all the, obviously the arcade mode and the online multiplayer, and there were a lot of characters, and I really liked Deception. I liked the way it played. I liked everything about it, pretty much.
Deception, that wasn't the one that, you created your own character and stuff, was it?
No, that's Armageddon.
Okay. Yeah.
Deception, you follow, your Shuchinko is your character.
Yep. I think this new one will finally top Deception as far as content goes, though.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It's going to be ridiculous. And finally, finish them. You should all scream now because I'm punching your heads of your bodies. Fatality. MK2 forever wins. See you in April.
I'm so excited.
Okay. I am pumped. I need it now. All right, I'm going to throw up the Twitter.
Tweet.
Yeah, this is going to be a long show because we had PAX, so hopefully everybody's still awake. I don't even remember where we stopped. There's a lot of stuff that happened while we were gone. Sam in Seattle told Ryan to go play GOW3. I don't know if it's Gears of War or God of War. Probably God of War 3.
God of War.
Hell yeah.
So there you go, because you can't play Gears of War 3. Should I get the Mortal Kombat Collector's Edition? The 100-page art book sounds sweet. I can't decide if it's worth it. Dude, those bookends are worth it. Those things are awesome.
I'm just getting regular.
Yeah, it's because you suck.
No, it's because I'm not a big fan of Mortal Kombat, but I want to play the game.
Silfo says, I am an N4G podcast fanboy. I will defend you guys with ignorant arguments, made-up facts, and illogical opinion.
Awesome.
That's what our show is built on.
Yeah.
That was meant for me and Drew. We did that a couple weeks ago.
Okay, well, why don't you tell me where you were? Because, you know, I haven't been here.
No, you keep reading.
Yeah, you gotta figure it out.
Yeah. Well, fuck you. Radio PM and Professor Chaos are obviously talking to you. What about, since Activision killed the music genre by shoving it down our throats, what genre do you think is next? That comes from Heisen Cow.
3D.
Yeah, more than long.
3D, that's not genre.
You know something? I think the Nintendo 3DS is going to be the biggest Christmas item for the next 2 years.
Dude, are you like Nostradamus?
Yeah.
Because that's no shit.
Motion control, hopefully. But that's not a genre either. Probably generic first-person shooters that constantly come out all the time.
Yeah.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
I think it's funny that you all hate on that because it's so popular.
Facebook games.
I don't hate on it because it's so popular. I hate on it because it's the exact same freaking thing every year. I was a huge Call of Duty fan. Call of Duty 2, Call of Duty 4. And when Modern Warfare 2 came out, I said, I'm done. Because it's the exact same game.
All right. Well, I'll go with I want Facebook games to die, so there you go.
Yeah, I believe Jason said that first, so you
I copy. Said that with him.
Oh!
I wasn't copying. I said, I'm with him.
Mm-hmm. Again, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, well, that's because you're not paying attention. We've already established that. All right. H-Dogger says, if a 500-foot-tall and a 500-pound fanboy falls in the middle of the forest with no one around, does it make a sound?
Oh, that was my favorite question.
That's a good question.
It does.
Yes.
What does it make a sound like this?
No, it makes a sound like this. Greetings, programs.
Oh.
So, you know, I had a vision yesterday of a t-shirt with Gambus Khan's face on it with him pointing at you with that, like, weird the weird eye thing he does. And it just says, greetings programs. Dude, I bet we could sell, like, a million of those.
Dude, that brings me back to memories of the old days when we started to think about Jason t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. We'll get another one with him, like, with his hands in the air. It says, Holy Toledo.
That he doesn't say anymore.
All right. Shot Caller says, hey crew, just finished catching up on past podcasts, now I can relax to the new shows. Mazel tov to Gambus on the wedding.
Oh, thank you.
So Doom posted some that obviously he wasn't late. He says, hope I'm not late. Man started my weekend by getting sick as shit. Fuck me, bought a new 3D TV. All I can say is that there are some cool as shit 3D games. My favorite by far is Super Stardust HD.
Yes.
You realize that's the only 3D game that runs in 720p?
I don't know, but it is very, very good 3D.
Like, every game runs in 3D and 480p.
Really?
Yep.
That's shitty as hell.
Yeah, that's crap.
That's the way it has to be so that it can handle the images on the screen.
Oh my god, that's why 3D is not going to work.
He said, love the cast, keep it up. Mega Monkeys wants a Charlie Sheen soundboard.
Ding.
I'm a douche.
Wow.
I'm by winning.
Tiger Blood.
By winning.
He's winning over here.
They picked up a fight with a warlock.
I don't know about by winning, but Charlie Sheen ought to try winning.
Oh.
I like Charlie Sheen.
He's awesome, isn't he?
I do like Charlie Sheen.
Not anymore, he's not.
I think he's still off. The fact that he was on the roof of a garage with, like, a machete. I mean, come on, dude. That's nuts.
He was cool.
Exactly. I'm telling you, dude. He's doing this crap for publicity.
Hell yeah, it's working.
Yep. It is.
He was cool in the Hot Shots movies.
Yeah. You know.
I like Charlie. I like 2.5 Men. I thought that show was funny.
You won't like it anymore because, you know.
Well, it doesn't exist anymore. They're not going to bring that back.
That's just 1.5 Men.
Yeah. Okay, Fixer says... What's that?
I was going to say somehow I don't think John Cryer will be the draw as a bigger draw as Charlie Sheen on his own.
No. Fixer says there is no excuse not to have an N4G podcast when DML Fury and K Dub do such a great job.
Thank you.
I actually haven't listened to it yet. I need to turn my iTunes on to download it.
Yeah, it's good.
I really enjoyed it.
All right, this loud boy says, can Wombat do a Macho Man and Ultimate Warrior impersonation at the same time as if they were having a conversation about Hulk Hogan?
I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to think about that for a second. Hold on. Let me see.
What the fuck is that noise?
What noise?
Oh, sorry, that's my headset. Hold on, just a second.
No. It's in my house.
Oh, it's in your house.
Oh, Paranormal Activity 4. Excuse me while I take a nap.
All right. Sorry, I had to fix my headset. My headset was all jacked up. All right. Well, we'll try this here. I'm not guaranteeing quality.
Ooh, yeah. Hogan. I mean, I don't. He's up to some crafty stuff, brother. Oh, the Warriors. They speak to me from the mountain, and they tell me that Hulk Hogan will fall to the depths of the river and be swept away into the ocean. I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Doesn't really make any sense. Oh, macho of men, you will be pulled into the forest and raised into the trees where you will see the sun of all eternity as it basks upon you for the rest of the day. Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna go stand over here and talk to Jake the Snake, brother, cause, ooh, you're scaring the shit out of me.
Alright, that's all I got.
He forgot to say snap into a Slim Jim.
Yeah, I did forget to say snap into a Slim Jim.
Alright.
Now my throat hurts.
Tyrant94 says, hey, N4G dudes, just beat Dragon Age 2, and holy shit. Wow, but can you give me any info as to when the DLC achievements will be patched?
I've got the DLC achievements. Or trophies.
Huh. Must be broken on 360.
Hmm.
No joke for that? Okay. I would probably guess.
Dragon Age 2 is a traitor.
No, you're just speaking the truth. It's like how the 360 is always fucking broken.
Yeah, well. Because there's actually games on it to play.
But you can't play because it's always broken.
Yeah, we just go buy new ones. You know, it doesn't cost $599.
Yeah, because we don't have to spend that. Because guess what? The PS3 doesn't break.
That's true. Because you never use it.
It's being used right now.
What, are you watching a movie?
No, I'm watching my roommate play Dragon Age.
Yeah. Anyway, Eric.
Well, that was a fun little banter. I enjoyed that.
Good old.
That's why we need. That's why me and Justin need to collaborate.
Hell yeah, we do.
Yeah, but you guys aren't as good at it.
What? Motherfucker.
Would you like to join us?
Dude, no, I would ruin the show.
No, he's not invited.
I will wreck your show. Come on now. I'm the most hated person on this podcast. I would rule it. Anyway, I know I'm going to butcher this name. Eirik, E-I-R-I-K, 1992, says, what do you guys think of the Crysis 2 demo? I think the single player better be better.
The multiplayer was right, but it wasn't exactly innovative.
Innovative, maybe.
That's what something like that said. Yeah,
he was trying to say. He was trying to say, but you know that accent just gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, now I have a big shout to DJ Mitsuhara, who is over in Japan. He sent us a tweet, says, welcome back. It's been a little crazy over here for the last week, but my family is safe, although for 7 days, my wife's family in Sendai, has been missing for 7 days, all 12 of them. Yesterday, we received a call from them. All are fine.
Wow, that's good.
Great.
The tsunami dropped 5 meters from their house. They watched as their neighbors' houses were destroyed. And have a good show. But that's great to hear that you're all that you're doing good over there, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's got to be crazy. I had heard that they were trying to charter all the Americans out of Japan because if it gets crazy over there, then it could get nasty.
Yeah.
So I saw that news story last week, and I was like, wow, I never really thought about that, but that's probably true.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Pirate 94 also says, by the way, dudes, who did you or are trying to bang in Dragon Age 2? I had my cheap fun with a certain elf mage, but now she's all clingy. Ugh.
Yeah, I tried having sex with her, Meryl, but she didn't want me. So I got that little whore, Isabella.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm glad we're having these kind of relationship conversations.
It's healthy relationships.
Healthy digital relationships?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Can't get STDs that way.
Virtual STD. What game excited you the most at PAX? This is also from Eric, 1992. Well, obviously Mortal Kombat. But if I had to pick a second one, I would definitely either go with Battlefield or L.A. Noire. Both of those games were just phenomenal. Yeah. Jerkstore81 says, I freaking missed you guys. Don't leave us again. We're back, Metro.
Thank you.
Tortellini1 says, with the situation in Japan, do you see a problem in PS3 production? I hope you guys have a great show.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Have a great show.
Yeah, PSP and Nintendo.
Dude, does anybody buy a PSP anymore?
Well, there's people that do, and I'm sure that the parts, you know, and a lot of appliances, not only overseas, but over here, are made in Japan. It's going to halt a lot of products here.
Yeah, I mean, my work's slowing down some because of that.
It's crazy. I work at a Toyota
distribution center.
See, that's why I said that this event over there isn't going to affect everyone. Eventually, it'll affect everyone.
Yeah.
It's going to affect hardcore gamers big time because, I mean, if you think about it, Japan is like 40% of the market, and I bet this year's E3, there's going to be a lot of talk of, well, we would like to show you what we're working on, but we're still not. You know,
I don't even think E3 is a priority with them right now.
I mean, it's not, but I mean, with the game companies, it is to the game companies, and I think it's going to be, you know, our stream of like Japanese games is going to be stunted or at least slowed down compared to what it would have been.
All right, Shot Caller says, "Hey guys, hope PAX was good and didn't get a cold over there."
Uh-oh.
Have a good show. I came back with the PAX flu. It's lovely. Key134 says, it's good you're back. I was getting tired of listening to the radio on a Monday while I studied.
Yeah. Regular radio shows usually suck compared to podcasts.
And finally, Dirty says, what are the two best video game conferences in the U.S. to attend? E3, PAX Prime, PAX East. Love the pod. See you online. I would say for gamers that aren't in the industry that PAX is the best and probably the only one you're going to get into. It's definitely geared towards gamers and not so much media. E3 is where all the biggest announcements are made. The rest of them are good, but those are the big ones, PAX and E3, and then GDC is big. I can't really think of any of the other ones off the top of my head.
Anymore, Comic-Con is pretty big in video games.
Yeah, that one's also another, definitely for the fans kind of show.
Yeah, I mean, tell you the truth, I mean, when I went to E3, I mean, I played some games, but I really didn't play that much compared to the time that I was actually there.
Right, well, yeah, that's more of announcements and everything, I think.
Yeah.
If you're a big fan of Blizzard, I hear BlizzCon's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they show one game every 5 years.
How did Diablo be there this year?
Yeah, it's probably been there for 5 years.
Yep. Stop it.
Yeah, well, just the past 3 years.
Yeah, you know. All right, but that's it. That's all the tweets I have, so... Did we get any reviews?
We have not, unfortunately.
Man, I take 2 weeks off and you ain't getting no reviews?
I don't know. I figured we'd get one after the whole fanboy show, but nope.
Yep.
Okay.
Disappointing.
I guess, Gambus, you do your shout-outs?
Yes. I'll give a shout-out to the All Gen Gamers podcast, which is fantastic. I'm going to give a shout-out to the Red Sun Gamer podcast. And I know that they're in Japan right now, and time's been crazy lately. So, DJ Mizuhara, glad that you and your family are doing all right. I'm going to give a shout-out to the Outcast podcast, which is another good show about Japanese gaming. Pink and Deadly podcast, because it's been a while since I mentioned them. The Down 2 For It podcast. I received a Facebook post saying thanks for the shout out, and I love giving good shows a shout out. It's really funny stuff. So it's the Down 2 For It podcast. And lastly, I'd like to give a shout out to the Front Towards Gamer podcast with Shanghai 6. Which, didn't you run into him at PAX Zero?
Yes, actually, I had a couple of shout-outs. I had to shout-out to Shanghai 6. I bumped into him in the media room. We had a conversation. Good times. Good time meeting him. And I also met up with Quality Beats from Rejected Gamer, who also does stuff with us.
Sweet.
I hung out with him for a little while during the show.
Excellent, excellent.
And I sat next to Jeff Gertzman and the Giant Bomb crew in the Portal demo.
Wow.
Oh, you didn't tell him about your Shane Bettenhausen meeting either.
Oh, yeah, I hung out with Shane. He showed me El Shaddai, which is an awesome game.
What is that?
El Shaddai.
I mean, what kind of game is it?
It's like an action platformer type game. It's got a really, really incredible art style and a really cool story. But he walked me through the demo, and I chatted with him about the game, and it was very awesome.
Cool.
Sweet. But yeah, in terms of shout-outs, that is it.
All right. Well, we have a couple contests coming up. I can't get into details yet, but we may be giving away another Xbox.
Snap.
I also still have some codes left if anybody wants them for Monday Night Combat. Our friends over at Uber Entertainment gave me a big stack of them. I have one XBLA code left, but I have 3 Steam codes left, I believe. And I also have the exclusive Steam Cardboard Tube Samurai skin. There you go.
Cool.
Here's the deal. Anybody who claims those Steam ones, send a friend request to Frustrated Fury on Steam, and I will play with you.
Yep. So there you go. But lots of goodies, lots of stuff going on, and we will be back hopefully to normal next week. We won't have sick people on the show. Just sick mother... But I think that's it. That's all I have. Does anybody else have anything else?
No, I don't have anything else.
I'm good.
You good?
Yep.
Good. All right, well, then I guess you can do your thing, Gamers.
All right. And it goes something like this.
Epic fail.
Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can... It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
Oh,
I'm always going to be angry.
Kill Wolverine! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon.
Then I killed the dragon.